This is St. Louis Public Radio. An invasive water plant called hydrilla first appeared in Missouri about 6 years ago. Since then, state biologists have been working to remove it from lakes and ponds. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon reports, eradicating hydrilla can take years and thousands of dollars.
Shane Creasy shakes up a big jug of herbicide and pours it into a measuring cup. Then he tosses the chalky white liquid into a lake.
That's pretty scientific stuff. We just throw it out.
Creasy is part of a team of researchers with the Missouri Department of Conservation working to eradicate an invasive water plant called hydrilla. The plant, which is native to parts of Asia, has slender stems that can grow up to 30 feet long. Not only does it crowd out native plants and profoundly change ecosystems, it can also clog up water intake systems and cause flooding. Denise Otto is a fisheries biologist with the Missouri Department of Conservation. She says they take hydrilla invasion very seriously.
Every call that I get from somebody who thinks that they might have hydrilla, I personally go out and take a look at. Not only is it important for us to find it, but once we find it, we will check streams and lakes in a 5-mile radius surrounding where we know that we have it.
The team has been treating this particular lake in Warren County with herbicide for the past 5 years. The state covers the cost of the herbicide, which for this lake will be about $10,000. Brian Cahoon is one of four landowners who share the 5-acre lake. Before the treatment started, he says almost half of it was covered with hydrilla.
At least 20 to 25 foot out from the shore all the way around was just green. And we would just have this circle in the middle of the lake that was clear.
Cahoon isn't sure when or how hydrilla first made it into the lake. It's illegal to sell or plant it in the U.S. Usually, humans move it around by accident. So far, hydrilla has been found in 5 Missouri counties, including St. Louis County. I'm Shayla Farzon, St. Louis Public Radio.